Really appreciate having you on our program. The number to dial 072-885-7702. SADC has decided to extend the mission in the province of Cabo Delgado, that is in Mozambique. This evening we're joined by a security expert to help us look into this in more depth, and also what does it really mean for South Africa. Jasmine Opperman joins us now on the line. Jasmine, a very warm good evening to you, and we really appreciate having you on our program.
Good evening, Musa. Good evening to your listeners.
happy 2022, I suppose that's where we should start, eh? Yeah.
Thank you, my friend.
I suppose, Jasmine, the term or the phrase, wars cannot be fought on cheap, has been going around. My question to you would be, are you of the view that this mission in Cabo Delgado has been way under-resourced and way underfunded?
That it's been way under-resourced stands without doubt. You cannot, in Cabo Delgado, be responsible for such a vast area and the most difficult area, effectively engage and be proactive, for example, being supported by two helicopters. The personnel, special forces, if you talk about three brigades, talking at most 500 soldiers, supported by other states in the region, still. It's merely not enough if we look at the current trend of small cell attacks stretching from Nangadi all the way down to Makumia. It is a vast area.
I suppose then South Africa lost its first soldier on the mission last month. How much of an impact does then, you know, the underfunding of resources and the, you know, underfunding just in general tend to pose on the whole mission? And how do we ensure that we don't see more casualty, you know, casualties rising?
I think how to present casualties relies on the quality of intelligence, Musa, but I have to explain. In total, someone has now lost 11 or 12 soldiers. Brave heroes, rest in peace. But the effectiveness of this operation, and I want to repeat this, the soldiers are not deployed to win or beat or defeat the insurgents in totality. It merely enables an environment for the Maputo government to step in and deal with the real issues at hand. The Maputo government has to take action and ensure effective coordination. And my concern is there is no synergy in terms of the end objectives, in terms of Rwanda serving different interests, and that leaves gaps for effective cooperation. And that leaves our soldiers vulnerable. Again, we're going back. It's the political law and the political intent that will determine at the end of the day if this operation is going to be successful.
Jasmine Opperman is my guest this evening. We're looking at the situation in Cabo Delgado as SADC has decided to extend the military mission there in Mozambique. Now, Jasmine, the mission has been ongoing for about 6 months now, and even the results of the mission are described vaguely as improving. Do you think South Africa's tension with Mozambique at any point does contribute to how the mission has been handled so far?
I think it all depends, again, how we define success, but there is undoubtedly some level of improvement. Already they are making it more difficult for the insurgents to move. They are forcing the insurgents in breaking up in smaller cells. But, and this is the crucial threshold, the momentum of the insurgency still lies with the insurgents. They determine battlefield. They determine reactive responses, which raises questions about the intelligence. But at this point in time, that is the reality. Also, linked to that, this is going to be an extended deployment, Musa. Do not expect this operation to end within the next 6 to 12 months. This is counterinsurgency at its best. And here, the political will of the region needs to understand the importance of this operation, not only for Mozambique, but for the region in totality.
Speaking of the region, I suppose, in its totality, does at any point raise eyebrows that Rwanda sent more soldiers to the mission than any SADC country?
Yes, it does raise its eyebrows. We are looking now at approximately, and that's the numbers I have, 2,300 Rwanda soldiers. And there is clearly, following the interactions with France, their responsibility and their focus, the Afungi area. Rovuma Basin, the LNG sectors. Now, those were cleared. Mozambique de Praia taken back, Palma taken back, and it was predictable. Insurgents have withdrawn prior to their arrival, and what they're doing is they merely maintain a level of stability, and we are seeing the LNG companies slowly moving back. Mm-hmm. But Rwanda, with a smaller economy than Mozambique, explain to me, how can they indefinitely be deployed in that area? Someone is paying. And Musa, looking at the broader context and the indicators, France is playing a role in this regard, without a shadow of doubt.
I suppose before I let you go, I want to touch on two aspects in the conversation. I mean, earlier on, we mentioned the underfunding and under-resource. Does the challenges faced by our arms company, that is DNEL, have anything to do with the little resources that South Africa went on to the mission with?
It undoubtedly does. At the end of the day, the military budget is being depleted, has been cut to size, to the extent that even what we have cannot be maintained. And now we are engaging in counterinsurgency. Mm-hmm. We're talking $29 million US dollars for the next 3 months. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money which we do not have as a region. Mm-hmm. We need funding, and we need funding urgently because of the reality in Cabo Delgado, an insurgency not near its end, an insurgency set to be present for some time to come.
Jasmine, lastly, just on the money aspect of it, I mean, 984 million, that is 984 million, that's what the president said to parliament the last time, South African president Cyril Ramaphosa. Are we most likely to have an extension of that budget again to fund the mission?
That funding, to explain to your listeners, was for the initial deployment. Now, we are at most, like I've explained, having 500 soldiers present in Cabo Delgado. So that budget, there will still be money available from the emergency budget that falls under the presidency. But in totality, for the region, for the next 3 months, already indicated $29 million US dollars. It's an expensive war, and it needs, and hence I keep on hammering, it needs Maputo to step in and create a synergy at all levels for the military to be successful in their objectives. They cannot win the insurgents by shooting one bullet, and the insurgents destabilizes that whole region all over again.
Security expert Jasmine Opperman helping us understand the situation and the extension of the SADC troops on Mozambique. Jasmine, really appreciate talking to you this evening.
Thank you, Musa. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. That is Jasmine, the security expert, helping us understand the extent of the extension then of the SADC troops that are in Mozambique, including South African Special Force, that are also helping, fighting those insurgents there in the province of Cabo Delgado. You're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. Really appreciate having you on our program. So head over to our WhatsApp line number to dial 072-885-7702.